My name is Cameron Bryant. I am 17 years old. Today is November 27th, 2018, and I am speaking with Carrie Clark, who is my stepmom's grandmother. We are recording this interview in North Chesterfield, Virginia. So tell me about where you grew up and what your childhood was like.
I grew up in South Carolina. I lived on a plantation farm. And my childhood, I remember, was very good.
Tell me about your parents.
My mother was a housewife, and my father was a farmer and a carpenter.
Did you like school? Why or why not?
I liked school because I liked my teachers and I loved my friends.
What did you do during the summer when you were off from school?
I visited with my grandparents when I was out of school.
Do you have a nickname? And how did you get it?
My nickname was Cindy, and I got that nickname because I had a phonograph at that time, and I played the music, Cinderella, and I had Cinderella books that I constantly read, so they called me Cindy.
How did you meet your husband?
The first time I ever saw my husband, I was walking down a lane, and he come riding by on a horse. And he asked me if he could come visit me, and I said, sure. And that's the way it started.
Describe your marriage proposal.
Well, after we met, he just one day said, you are going to marry me, aren't you? And I said, yes. That's the way it was.
Tell me about your happiest moments together.
I think maybe when he came home from World War II, because I was alone and I had three children and I knew he was going to be home with us, was probably our happiest moment.
Thinking of the jobs you held, tell me about your most or least favorite.
My most favorite was my nursing career.
When you were younger, what did you imagine your job would have been?
I imagined myself being a teacher or nurse, and I chose the nursing.
Tell me about the person who had the greatest influence on your life. What lessons did he or she teach you?
Well, the greatest influence, I guess, was from my mother and my aunt. And they taught me that I should go to school and I should do the right thing. Try to pick right choices.
How would you like to be remembered?
I would like to be remembered the person I am, that I try to be. Like, dependable. And and kind and considerate to people. I love people.
Thinking about your family many generations from now, and knowing that they may hear this recording, is there anything you want to say to them, any wisdom or advice you would like to share?
Well, advice is school, education, honesty, dependable, and consideration.
America, thank you.